Up next on American Restoration.
So what do we got?
A chemical fire extinguisher. It put a glass jar in there that had sulfuric acid.
If that got in your eyes, you'd go blind.
Tyler and I are going to check out a collector's stash.
I got so much junk, I don't know what I got.
It's a mile of the bounty.
You know what the bounty is?
This might be a waste of an afternoon.
You let this thing fall on my head?
Perfect.
What a freaking...
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. I love when someone shows up out of nowhere with a huge item on the back of a trailer. I'm Rick Dale, good to meet
you. Rick, Judd Block, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm a little underdressed, man. So what do we got? What is this thing?
So this is a chemical engine, and
okay.
It was owned by the Carson and Tahoe Lumber and Flume Company between 1873 and 1900.
I came down to Rick's Restorations today to see if we'd get a chemical engine restored. I want to start a Carson City History Museum, and this is going to be the kickoff for the museum fundraising plan.
This is a chemical engine, right?
Yes.
That's what they called it back then, but it was a piece to put out fires. You know, they lift this thing up and they just carry it down the road.
They just carry it down the road. There's two pieces of pipe that stick out. I can't imagine pulling it through the dirt and the mud.
No, that's right. Dirt streets, no pavement.
Yeah.
I've worked on fire extinguishers before, but this one is much older, and it's built like an absolute tank. I can't imagine how many guys it'd take to wheel it around, let alone fight a big fire. Do you know how it works?
They'd fill this 45-gallon tank up with sodium bicarbonate.
Okay.
They'd open this handle up, and they'd lift the lid off of it, and they'd put a glass jar in there that had sulfuric acid.
That's a pretty nasty chemical. If that got in your eyes, you'd go blind. Back when this chemical cart was made, I doubt any of these guys were using gloves. And if any of the sulfuric acid mixed with the moisture in someone's skin, it would burn right through.
And then you put this back on, tighten this down, and then you use this, and it's like a hammer, and it smacks the bottom of the glass thing, and the sulfuric acid goes into sodium bicarbonate, and there's your reaction.
It's got like a little hammer in there. As you do this, looks like a head of a hammer. You just pull that up.
And then if you move this handle, it's like a mixer.
Yeah, it stirs whatever's in there.
Then they'd open up the valve, and it'd come right out that hose.
It's cool. Dangerous, but cool. 140 years ago, there was no such thing as compressed air. They relied on sulfuric acid and sodium bicarbonate to act as a propellant. That is some nasty stuff. What do you want to do to this?
I don't think it should look brand spanking new off the showroom floor.
Right. I mean, there's restoring for museums, and then there was restoring for show.
It's going to be used in a museum, stuff like that. We don't need to make it look like it was a fancy working cart.
Right. Okay. Well, because this is in the 1800s, tearing the thing apart is not going to be an easy task. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
We'll take it down. We'll get the piece of sandblasted. Blasting will probably take 6 hours. The body guy will probably have a couple hours in it, as long as there's no major thing. I'm personally seeing the wheels being my biggest deal. So all that said, done, the wheels, the paint, the bodywork, we're looking right around between $55,000 and $6,000.
Wow. So is there any way that we can kind of minimize the cost a little bit? We don't want this to look like a gold ring in a pig's nose
right,
or anything
right.
like that.
If I can stay, you know, below 55, I will definitely do that, okay? That sounds like where you're at. You got a deal?
Yeah, if we can keep the cost down.
Okay, I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Okay, come on inside and we'll do some paperwork.
I think he's right on board with what we want to do. We don't want it too flashy, like it's a showpiece. We kind of want to make it look like it's seen some fires, and that's what we're really looking at, just to preserve the history and keep the history alive.
So what's new?
My tooth is hurting, Jack.
Cowboy and I are going to take apart this 1800s chemical cart. The older they are, the harder they are to get apart.
You let this thing fall on my head?
All that's going to fall right now is a rock.
The only thing that's gonna fall is the rack.
Perfect.
What a freaking... That's my foot!
Tyler and I are headed over to this guy at Lou's place. We've worked with him in the past on some crazy items. But today, we're gonna try to buy some of the stuff he's collected throughout the years.
Ready to get some junk, Tyler?
No, because that means I actually have to work.
What's going on, Lou?
Hey, how you doing? I got a lot of stuff I'm looking to get rid of.
We love looking through old stuff.
Take a look and see if we can do something.
You're getting rid of that shirt? I love it.
I collect license plates, believe it or not.
I believe it.
Sometimes, when we go to a collector's house, we strike gold.
Let's take a look.
Other times, you get crap.
After you, I don't want to get bit.
This might be a waste of an afternoon.
What's that?
This is how we make deals.
Pull the trigger.
All right, pull the trigger.
Look at that can.
Pete Rose can?
RC, Royal Crown. What's up?
Nice.
I have an eye for everything.
You know who Pete Rose is?
Some baseball player.
Very fast, very good player. What's that big orange thing down there?
Probably something else we don't need.
It actually looks like a surfboard for one big dude. Okay, we're gonna try to lift this thing up.
Oh my God, why do I get the heavy end? My arm's gonna give out.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh!
You act like you've never surfed before, Holmes.
Did you see that in
the
face?
Come on!
Oh my God, that hurt. I don't know much about surfboards, but I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to weigh more than a truck.
Oh, that's an old surfboard.
For what, a dinosaur?
Oh God, what is that?
That's the motor.
Ron, have you ever seen a motor and a surfboard before?
I haven't actually seen it, but I know that they did do some sort of motors, I think in the 60s, for guys that didn't want to paddle out. So I gotta ask you, where in the hell did you get this thing?
I got it off a friend of mine. If he asked me if I wanted it, I said, what the hell am I gonna do with it in the desert? But I took it anyway, because I'd take in anything.
Yeah, that's obvious. It's pretty cool, dude. I don't think there's very many.
I've never seen one.
It's got so much potential. Can you imagine doing this all up in like wood grain, like a real surfboard or something like that?
Sick.
This is some piece here, boy. The more I look at it, the more I really like it. But I can't keep everything. I'll look at them, $350.
What do you think?
It's all there, dude. I think it'll be all right.
All right, yeah, $350 will do.
All right, thank you.
Right. Yes.
All right, $350, boom. You own it.
I really don't know the going rate for a beat-up motorized surfboard, but $350 seems like a pretty good deal for something as big, heavy, and weird-looking as this.
Thank you very much, man.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Serves up, pal.
You know I'm gonna be the first one to ride this, you know that, right?
Ron and I are just getting back from picking up this really cool motorized surfboard that we bought off a local collector. Now it's time to start making some waves.
Look what we got. We're hanging 10, brah.
Yeah, this thing is badass. I mean, this has a jet motor in it.
This was like from the 60s?
Yeah, it was actually designed for the lazy surfer because he didn't want to paddle out.
So they shut it off when it got on the wave to keep that thing running?
No, you can shut it off. It's got a little two-stroke motor inside of it, like a little motorcycle motor in it.
It had racing stripes, that's what I liked.
This thing is so cool. I can't say I have much experience restoring surfboards, but this should be worth a pretty penny to the right collector once it's all done up. In the 60s, I mean, this thing was $1,000.
Jeez.
What'd you two hooligans pay for this?
$350.
As long as the motor isn't seized up, $350 is not bad. They only put out 600 of these things.
So after we restore this, how much do you think it'll be worth?
I think to restore it, I don't know, between 45 and 65 to restore it, for as rare as it is, I bet we can get 10,000.
Nice.
I know.
All right. Let's go ahead and get this thing unloaded, and here we go. Pull it in.
All right.
Does that mean you're going to do this by yourself this time, Ron?
Nope. Sorry, pal. That's how you get bigger and stronger.
You're free.
Oh, these are kind of strange screws.
Yeah.
I just had Ron help Kyle tear down the surfboard we just got in. And now Jeff and I are going to take a closer look at this motor to see if this thing's still kicking.
There's a lot of
It's definitely salt water.
Yeah, this whole thing's pretty corroded.
Ron and Tyler bought this surfboard from a collector and got a pretty good deal, assuming this motor's in working condition. But if we have to buy a new motor, it's gonna be a lot harder to make money off of it. So we're gonna try to fix what we got and hopefully get this thing running again.
Cowboy, you're gonna have time to prep the...
Kyle, my tooth hurts, get away from me.
Why don't you go see a dentist?
No.
Oh, jeez, I'll get somebody else on it. Thanks,
Kyle. You do that.
Bill, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you know, another happy day.
We're working on restoring this chemical cart that Rick got in.
This needs to be, what, scuffed out and cleaned up a little bit more?
Brettley sandblasted all the parts. Now he's gonna help me with the bodywork.
Hey, Phil. I think she's ready for primer.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I like working with Phil, because we gotta pay our bills. I like working with Phil, Phil, Phil.
Normally, I like to make items that look like they're straight out of the factory. However, the customer for this chemical cart wants to look a little worn and like it's seen some use. So instead of a glossy fire engine red, I'm gonna cover it in a matte burgundy finish. Once this dries, we can start putting it back together again. Earlier, Ron and Tyler went picking and found a really cool old motorized surfboard. I plan on selling this thing to a collector or maybe even somebody who might want to use it. So before I spend time and money working on the motor, I have to make sure it's waterproof. Hey, Bradley, see that surfboard? I need you to make sure it floats and that it doesn't leak.
All right, all right.
Rick wants me to test out this surfboard, but there's no ocean in Vegas. So I'm gonna go in one of these hotels with a big swimming pool. I didn't know what to expect when I put the surfboard in the water.
Pretty good.
But it floated and life was good.
This is what I'm talking about. Whoa.
Sir, sir, I need you to come over to the side, please. You can't use that here.
All right, that's fine. Worked great. This is definitely the best day of work. I'm gonna ask if I could test more items out.
Hello, this is Rick. Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you? We're about halfway through the 1800s chemical cart restoration, and I got a call from the customer right out of the blue.
I did more research. The engines were very ornate, which I was mistaken about.
Okay. Customers are always calling me during a restoration. They want updates, they have ideas or concerns, etc. But the chemical cart is almost half done, so I really am hoping this isn't something too big. It's shiny, it's not a flat paint, is that correct? Is that what you're wanting?
Correct. And I think there's a few brass pieces on there.
You know, we're gonna have to strip this thing down, take it apart again. I'm gonna have to clear it, and that's gonna take, you know, a couple days to dry before I can reassemble it. And then any of the brass that's exposed, we'll go ahead and polish that out, and then we'll go ahead and pinstripe it up, all right?
Yeah.
Right now, we're about a day of extra work. All this extra work is gonna make it even harder to stay in his budget. But if this guy's happy in the end, he could bring me a lot more business from his museum down the road. Cowboy! Need to start polishing your knob.
Rick had told me I didn't have to polish anything on this cart. Now he's telling me I do. I wish he'd make up his damn mind. Bang.
Now that Bradley tested the surfboard to make sure it's waterproof, it's time to push forward with the restoration. Old school surfboards were handcrafted out of wood. So I'm gonna do a custom paint job on this aluminum board to give it a wood grain look. And when it's done, it'll look like a classic 60s longboard, which will appeal to a lot of serious collectors.
You know how to put this thing back together?
Working on it.
We're finishing the restoration on the chemical cart today, and the customer's on his way down to pick it up. This thing took a little longer than I thought it would, because the customer changed his mind halfway through the project. My crew pulled it together as usual, so I can't wait to show this thing off. Hey.
I came to Rick's restorations today to pick up my chemical cart.
So, you ready?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
I'm scared to death. Are you kidding me? It was in pretty rough shape, so I'm really excited to see how it turned out.
All right, here we go. Come on in.
Oh, man.
Check it out.
That's amazing. Dude, this is cool.
This is cool.
Awesome.
We used all the original parts. Everything.
Awesome. That's okay. So cool.
The wood on the bottom, everything we used, we just cleaned it all up, fixed it, and then shot it burgundy.
When I first walked in the room, I didn't know what to expect. It just looks amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm just so excited of what a great job he did. How'd you fix the wheels, man? Those spokes were all twisted and everything.
These are all original, except we had two or three that were kinked out and warped. Yep. We had a big bend in here, if you remember, from the ding. I mean, we used the original steel. This pipe work that we redid back here, we ended up putting real steel in here. This lifts up. Okay, gets out of the way.
Sweet.
And then you lock over and you're off.
All the brass, everything's polished. Man, you just took what looked like a piece of useless junk and just made it a brand new thing. This is just so cool.
Thanks.
This is going to be the showpiece for our museum. This is awesome. Rick, I know I kind of changed midstream and everything, but were we able to stay in budget?
Yeah, you know, putting it all together and then pulling it apart and then clearing it and then re-putting it together again, reassembling it, we're still in budget. We ended up there.
Right on.
Fortunately, I was able to come right in at budget for the customer. Unfortunately, we didn't make any money on this restoration. But sometimes it's better business to break even and keep a customer happy. I'm really hoping that this guy is so pleased that he brings back more items from his museum for us to work on in the future.
Man, awesome.
Oh, thank you.
This
you
is
bet.
This is cool. You just brought 110 years ago back to life.
Thanks. Let's go in the office and take care of some paperwork.
I don't want to leave it. When we get this back to Carson, I think everybody's going to be so excited. It's going to get people behind this movement to start fundraising for a bigger museum to honor all the firemen from the past and the history. We're going to knock the socks off of everyone.
My wrench.
I got three of those.
Well, don't throw them away.
What's the matter, cowboy?
My tooth hurts.
Well, why don't you go to the dentist?
Because I ain't paying no dentist to pull my tooth when I can do it myself.
Well, then go pull it.
I got this real bad loose tooth. I'm not going to the dentist. I'm going to cowboy up, stick a pair of vice grips on it, and just yank it out. Hurts like a son of a bitch. You ready? Clamp on it.
I can't believe you're doing this.
How's that?
I can't believe you did that. Feel better?
Hell yeah.
I'm disgusted.
I won't be opening a dental practice anytime soon, but if you got a loose tooth, I'll pull it $50. That's $50 cheaper than a dentist. It didn't improve my smile.
Nothing will.
Let's get back to work.
Now hopefully you'll be in a better mood.
Jeff and I are just pulling up to Lake with this surfboard. And since I did such a good job testing this thing out before, Rick said I could do the honors by taking it out for the reveal.
Hey, I'm Rick.
How you doing, man? Anthony.
Anthony, great to meet you.
Great to meet you, man. I came down to Lake Las Vegas today to meet with Rick to look at a surfboard that he's restored that I'm potentially interested in buying.
This thing's out of, like, the 60s, you know?
Here you go.
Man, I love anything that you have to summon with an air horn.
That means something, man.
There's something about the thought of a motor on a surfboard. Like, you don't know what to expect, and I'm really anticipating how cool this is going to be. The suspense has definitely got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
Oh my God, man.
Check it out.
Oh my God. Yeah. That thing is sick. Rick, that is awesome, man.
Is that
bad? Oh my God. I've never seen anything like that. When I saw that thing, right then, I wanted to ride that thing. It's a total throwback to the 60s, and the way he did it with the racing stripe down the center is absolutely one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Here it is.
Oh,
clean out of the water. What do you think?
This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen, man.
It's got a little two-stroke motor inside of it. This is the throttle, so when you're standing on it, you can just use your foot.
So when you got this, did it look similar to this?
It was basically an orange color, real flat, ugly. It's got a lot of different kinds of paint on it to get this wood grain going on. And then what we also did is it's aluminum, so we polished out the whole center and then painted around it and finalized it with this pinstripe in there, and it gave it that late 60s
look. Yeah, that's what I thought. When it was coming out, I was like, that's an old school looking board.
Right. It was done in 69. They went out fairly quickly. So it's a very, very rare piece.
This is just... I gotta have it, man. This is awesome. I'll tell you what, why don't you give me an offer?
The time that we've got into it, all the paint, the motor work, I'm wanting about $8,500 for this right now.
Is there any way you could do like
$6,500?
$65,000, man, that's like... $65,000,
I'll save up. I'll come down, but I'm thinking more of like maybe $8,000. You're not gonna go to any beach, I don't care where you go, you're not gonna find one of these.
Oh, man. All right, let's do it, man.
Awesome. I'm gonna get Bradley back in the water. If you'll meet us in the truck, go down there. He'll run up to you, and then you guys load it in there.
Sounds great, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
The board is awesome. It's a little more than I can spend.
Hang 10, brother.
But I had to have that board. I'm gonna get work.